Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar right here. Dunwoody, guys, right next to Perimeter Mall, Ashford Dunwoody. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We've been telling you guys we were going to be here for our Father's Day dinner, and we are. Mike, beautiful day out here on the patio, brother.
Hey, man, that's where our listeners are going to have their dinner, their Father's Day dinner with their significant Father's Day person, whether it's actually their father or could be a husband in some cases or a father and daughter. But either way, we appreciate the folks who took the time to register online, and tonight they get to reap the benefits with a delicious multi-course meal. You're at Lazy Dog. Yum, yum, yum.
No doubt. And we're looking forward to meeting all of you as you make your way over here later this afternoon. We got a lot to chop up, man. Braves are back in action today. And this is a big series. Look, we've been saying that. I feel like I've been saying that for the last month and a half. Big series, big series. And unfortunately, we've been losing these series.
They're kind of all big when you're 14 and a half, 15 games out, right?
No doubt. And Mike, this is a series we can't lose. And I'm saying that not to put any extra pressure on the Braves. Guys, you know what the deal is. You know what this is. But if you were to lose this series to the Rockies, Mike, I think a lot of Braves fans that are still on board would absolutely jump off.
So this would be the new low after getting swept by the Giants, after the new low of blowing a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth to the Diamondbacks. So this would be the new low.
Yes.
The lowest of the low.
Yeah, okay. That's a great way to put it.
All right.
But they're back at home for a 3-game series against the Rockies. Rockies are 13-55. I repeat,
13-55.
They've lost 5 of their last 6, 13 of their last 17, and to put it quite frankly, they're not a good team.
They've won 6 games on the road and lost 28.
This team is the worst team in baseball. And I said it yesterday, and Mike was joking, don't jinx it. Look, if we are who we think we are, then it doesn't matter what the record is and certainly how they're stumbling into Truist Park. We should handle business. I don't care who's on the mound. I don't care what the hitting situation is. We should handle business. With that said, why is this an important series to the Braves? Well, look, part of this is now we're starting to get to a point in the season, guys, where you're looking at how many games are remaining. And when we start saying, oh, they got 95 games remaining.
Right.
Well, how many of those games we have to win to potentially be eligible for the wild card? And this is when you start to project a little bit and you start to realize, Mike, the next 2.5-3 weeks could determine your season.
Yeah, and perhaps the future of some guys in the organization because, you know, for the first time, you know, since 17, 18, now you're talking about chopping it up as opposed to building it up. And I think that even like the most hardcore, or maybe not the hardcore Braves fans because they didn't want to hear about that at all. But, you know, maybe some Braves fans would say it is time to maybe move some pieces and try to hit the reset, if not a full reset, a soft reset.
We head into a stretch of 13 straight division games after this Rockies series. That's Mets. That's Phillies. That's Marlins. Mm-hmm. Guys, this could determine the season. And I know many of you are going to say, well, what if we end up, you know, winning a couple of series and losing a couple of series? Well, then you've made no progress.
Right.
See, the problem with that is we can win a couple, but when you lose a couple, guys, we're not gaining ground. The problem for us right now is we not only need to win, like yesterday, we were off. We went into the off day 14 and a half games out. By the end of the day, we were 15 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, guys, the Mets are 21 games over 500 and have had a couple of dips early this year, and they come right back. Philly right now is trying to battle back. They've had a bit of a letdown the last week or so, but that's the problem. You could win all your games and still not gain ground on the Mets because they just keep on winning 6 of 7, 5 out of 6, etc.
That's what we're dealing with, and that's why it is a big series at Truist Park.
Oh, and the wild card, it's not like the wild card is some tremendous opportunity. The Braves right now find themselves 9 games out for the final wild card position.
404-726-0929, guys. Tonight it is Bryce Elder and our man back at the studio. By the way, Dominator's off today, right?
And so it's Fix It Felix, Garrett.
It is Garrett today, and so Garrett, thanks for stepping in. But I wanted to play that Brian Snicker on Bryce Elder and his journey, because Elder's on the hill tonight. And again, look, it could be Mickey Mouse on the hill. This is a bad baseball team. We need to just take advantage of the opportunity in front of us. And here's the thing. Guys, if we were scoring runs like we're capable of, I wouldn't even be sweating this. But the fact that they beat us one time when we were up at their place, and they're bad at home and they're bad on the road, and then, Mike, the fact that we're not hitting the way that we should, it just makes you sweat a little bit, like, okay, are we going to be sweating this thing out this weekend, or are we blowing these guys out?
Well, I mean, this is Colorado. We should be smoking these cats. But again, you know, as we said, just when you think you can't get any low, how low can you go? So that would be a new low, but hopefully they do. And again, you can't take 2 out of 3. You really do need to sweep. I mean, there's got to be a sense of urgency with this team. I'd like to think there is in that clubhouse, but we'll see.
Let's hear Snit on the journey of tonight's starter. He's talking about Bryce Elder and his improvement.
You know, and you just got to keep grinding and fighting, and you know what, because you're going to get another chance. And he's, you know, very indicative of what that's all about. And, you know, credit to him and his makeup. And, you know, he's another one. He's driven and focused and very consistent in what he does. You know, I think he's in right now. He's pitching with a lot of confidence.
And they need that.
Now, his ERA is 2.70, but he's lost 2 games because the Braves hadn't scored any runs.
That's right.
They scored 1 run for him against Boston and 2 runs for him in the loss against San Francisco. So he held the Red Sox and Giants to 6 runs in those 2 games. And that's about all you can ask from where Bryce is in his career right now. So he held up his end of the bargain, you could argue, but the Braves can't score any runs for him.
All right, want to hear from you guys. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station, guys, and stay up with everything that's going on in the world of sports and more. 929 The Game. We are live again at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, perimeter location. Beautiful day out here. And we are under, again, this huge patio that's out here. Great day to do this. Big fan, so you're going to stay cool. And great day to come hang out.
It's my first time to be here. And I tell you what, it's a beautiful build out. It's a great space. Got a big fire pit outside.
Yeah.
And the menu is really cool. It's got some, it's everything from like standards to eclectics. They've got this bacon old fashioned. I think it's got our name written all over it. A maple bacon old fashioned.
Sounds great.
I think we need to take, I told the server, I think my partner and I are going to be exploring that at some point.
There's no question about it. So it's Friday. We're hanging out, man. We're going to have a great time. But more on the Braves as we move along. We got a lot of other stuff to get to as well.
Yeah, United sucks. Atlanta United sucks. That I mean, talk about low points. I think we hit another low point for the 5 strikes.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir.
Should somebody be fired?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Apparently, Ronnie Dyla's message is not being received.
No.
Look, I said this the day that he had that really cool speech post-game, and everybody looked like they were in a coma. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these guys. By the way, I'm so down on soccer as in general.
Because of what happened the other night?
The U.S. men's team, how pathetic we look with United. And you know, like, and I was banging the drum. I was watching. You know me, man. I was going to season tickets, and I can't lie to you. I'm so disinterested because they make it so hard. Every year I go to the first match, go to the first couple of weeks, and then the wheels come off 2 years in a row now. And now it's like these guys will be lucky. They got no shot at the playoffs the way they're playing.
Well, this is – and look, I'm being tongue-in-cheek because we've been talking so much about Snicker and the Braves and change.
Soccer coaches get fired like
– All the time.
Literally, like changing socks.
But here's the reason why I say that. And this part is not tongue-in-cheek. We spent a lot of money on our designated players thinking we were upgrading the offense, and we haven't done jack. These guys haven't responded. They don't look the part. The team's been discombobulated. There have been times where there have been special moments, but not enough of them. And so I'm serious. Like, part of me is like, okay, you speak about the Braves and whether those guys are reacting to Snicker and whether he's doing enough. Well, I know it's not happening with Atlanta United.
And there was expectations. I don't know how most, you know, Five Stripes fans felt. I know as a United fan, I thought for sure this was going to be a playoff run. Remember last year they ended Lionel Messi in Inter-Miami's season because the MLS, in their stupidity, thought, let's have an extra long playoff, and they basically knocked out their number one ticket, their most viewable product in Messi and United, Inter-Miami by United. So, man, I don't know. I was impressed with Ronnie Dial when we spoke to him before the season began.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know where it's going, but yeah. Whether it's the misplaced guys as far as his system or the effort just isn't there, the usual mistakes, the usual turnovers, and just lackluster play. Anyway, yeah, United, for all the things we said about the Braves, even worse for United.
I'm laughing because a guy just said, Dukes, man, why you and Bill always just want to fire everybody? Because if you're not getting the job done.
Hey, man.
It's that simple.
It's pretty simple, Joe. Look, remember the movie The Departed? It's one of my favorite lines. When they have the stakeout, when they're going to do the deal with the Chinese gang. They're going to sell those parts for the weapon system. And Alec Baldwin.
And they got a rat.
Please tell me we have cameras in the back of this place. And they ask the tech, hey, I got this job on short notice. And then Mark Wahlberg, who am I? I'm the guy who does my job.
Who are you?
Must be the other guy.
That's right.
And so, look, there's accountability. If you don't have accountability for your favorite team, then you're part of the problem, not the solution, because then the team takes it for granted that they don't have to play better.
They don't have to do jack. I mean, seriously, they just don't. And the crazy thing is they attempted. We know that Garth Lagerwey, the president, attempted with his vision now.
Right.
This is his vision. To make
you can't blame Bocanegra,
no,
baby.
No,
people kicking Bocanegra for 8 years. He's gone now.
This is his vision, and he attempted to spend the money in a way that he thought was going to move the team forward. It just has not happened. So I'm glad you said that here early in the show, because I was a little reluctant to even talk about it after seeing what happened last night.
It's just terrible, man. I was listening to Mike Conte and Jason. I mean, these guys are like, you can hear the frustration in the boss's voice on the broadcast.
All right, guys, we are live again. Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Dunwoody location right here at Perimeter Mall. We'll be hanging out until 6 o'clock. We've got our Father's Day dinner here tonight with our winners. And, again, as Mike said, you can come say hello. You can come hang out at 6. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Okay.
You can enjoy the show, but when the private dinner begins,
who are you thirsting how?
It would be so nice if you weren't here on the patio.
So we'd love to get a chance to hang out with you guys. Come hang out. And Mike's right. The menu, I just looked at it online. It's incredible. I mean, it's got a lot of choices, man.
I know. We have a wonderful server. We need two of those old fashions. I don't speak for you. I know it's early, but it's happy hour in Ireland.
It's Friday, man. It's Friday.
Right on.
Atlanta United is my excuse.
Right
Atlanta on. United is disappointing.
Right on, baby.
All right, man. We're coming back. We're going to dive into what else is going on. By the way, this NHL Stanley Cup Finals has been bananas.
I can't believe people aren't watching. We'll talk more about it in Guy Talk because the TV numbers, I mean, nothing against women's softball. I know we have a lot of fans and parents of women's softball out here in Metro Atlanta. This series is – last year was fantastic. This is fantastic.
It is.
But I don't know if it's on – because it's on TNT. Either way, man, people are not watching this stuff, and they're missing out.
NBA Finals tonight. We'll get you caught up with Day 2 of the U.S. Open. This golf course, I think people want to destroy it after this weekend.
I told you. You know me, man.
They're going to want to destroy this course.
It just don't do it for me, man.
We'll get into all of that, guys, and also the latest about potential trade rumors as we approach the NBA draft night. Mike and I, as a matter of fact, will be down at State Farm Arena broadcasting that afternoon, getting you ready for the draft.
I hope we draft a tall guy.
I hope we make some trades. That's what I hope. But we're going to hopefully catch up with all the Hawks folks down there. We're looking forward to it. But some rumors are out there we need to tell you about. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bell. Want to wish all the dads out there happy Father's Day. And certainly we'll be talking more about it throughout the course of the show. And this is what we're here for today. Our Lazy Dog restaurant and bar location here in Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with our listeners who, by the way, went to our contest page. We told you probably 2.5 months or so ago, maybe three, that we were going to be doing this contest, and many of you participated. So we can't wait to meet some of the listeners who not only won, but are bringing their special person with them out here today. Mike, before we get into the Daily Download, and the Braves host the Rockies tonight, 7:15, Bryce Elder on the hill for the Braves. We said this is a big series, and we do mean that. A lot of guys saying, you guys are sweating this. I'm not taking anything for granted.
15 games out. I mean, you got to take care of – you got a punching bag. You better hit it. And that's what the Rockies are to me.
Yeah.
So let's go.
I'm not taking anything for granted. Right. But, yeah, I just to think like we're the Braves, they're the Rockies, we're great, they suck.
Please.
Like we're not in that position.
You're living in 2023.
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right, man, lots going on, including the latest from the U.S. Open. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, what's Scotty the leaderboard Scheffler. Look like? And go ahead, play it. Let's play Scotty for me.
Scotty Scheffler, 11 feet for birdie. Here at the seventh, just left of the hole. Strokes his putt down, out to the left, now breaking to the right, and is right in the center. Here comes Scotty.
Yeah, he battled all day long. And Mike, when you start talking about the world's best player, and there's no debating that, he is not owning this particular tournament like a lot of people thought he would. Everybody said his game is perfect for this course. He shot a 71 today. He shot a 73 yesterday.
Right.
So Scotty right now is plus four, tied for 35th. Now, he's going to make the cut. But the point is, guys, you know, nobody is running away with this.
No.
And the crazy thing is, Mike, again, you look atop the leaderboard, the best score, and I'm looking at today's scores, you know, you're talking about, what, a 65, I think, Sam Burns shot today in round two. But this thing is eating everybody up.
I mean, the projected cut is going to be 7 over. Give you an idea of just, you know, how this is a meat grinder out there. Yeah, Sam Burns from LSU. You know, it's funny, maybe not a household name. He's won 6 times on tour. I looked it up before the show. He's 22nd in the world. Ben Griffin right now, he shot, let's see, he's 2 under. He was 1 under today, and he's kicking butt. He is at 24th in the world. So these are the, you know, these are the reason these guys are here, Carl, in the U.S. Open, if not the big names that you're familiar with. Big mover today, Victor Hovland from Norway. And again, he is currently at 2 under. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking for Xander Schauffele. He is 2 under today at even par. So we'll see if, you know, some of these guys can make a run. But Brooks Koepka, he struggled today. He was 4 over. He was looking good yesterday. He finished at 2 over. And now some of the other guys, the bigger names, teeing off in the later round. A bad day for Jon Rahm. He was 4 over. And again, 5 over, I should say, today, 4 over for his tournament. So Jon Rahm really struggling out there.
You're also wondering about Bryson DeChambeau. He is also 4 over and tied for 35th. So you got a bunch of guys tied for 35th, including Scheffler and DeChambeau, also Morinari. There's a bunch of guys that are right there at plus four that you know, if they make a few putts, Mike, maybe this thing goes a different way.
One thing, a guy named Will Chandler is 22 over. George Dungmany is 34 over. You think you could shoot 34 over on this course?
I think I could. We'll get you updated as the afternoon goes on. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Tonight, guys, OKC, Indiana. It is game four of the NBA Finals. OKC is favored by 6, by the way, on the road. Just a reminder, they were favored in game 3, and they ended up losing, and they did not cover. If they lose tonight, is this series over? I want you to hear a few things Charles Barkley was talking about. First and foremost, Mike, he commented on the whole Knicks situation with them not being able to find a coach at this particular juncture.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
It feels that way, and I don't know if anybody knows, Chuck, what they're going to do. Meanwhile,
Pretty much he nailed the whole situation in a sentence.
He really did. Barkley was talking about if the Thunder lose. Listen to what Charles Barkley says about tonight's game.
Friday night is D-Day. Friday night is D-Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
If they get down 3-1, they're not going to win this series. Now, if they get it to 2-2, they go back to being the favorite. But Friday night, it's their game. And, you know, a lot of people, you don't get to go to the finals and they'll say, we're going to get back the next year. Look at the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
They probably going to break that team up. Think about it. Remember they had KD, Russ, and James. They never got back to the finals again.
That's right. One shot.
Yeah. So big game tonight for OKC. Certainly more of the pressure is on them to get this done and to tie this series up. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Well, mandatory minicamp's done. So what are guys doing? Well, they're going away for about 5 weeks before we start training camp. And Raheem Morris, our head coach, addressed it and talking about why or how the best way possible to use this time for his players.
At the end of the day, it's about how can we get to the pass rusher better, right? And that's going to change how we look on the defense just in general. So, like, Jeff brings detail. Jeff brings style of play. Jeff brings all of these different things that he's able to perform in front of that room, which I love and which we've been a part of together for a very long time. So, like, these guys formulating our system and how we want to do it and when we want to implement the attack front, when we want to implement whether we play a 4-I and do some of the different things that we've done in the past from all the different walks of life that we've been on, I think is very important. And I think it's very important to find out, being really intentional when you want to use all of those things. And I think that's what we're doing right now as a defense, and it's kind of learning every single day and getting better every single day on defense, and I'm loving what they got going on.
Now, that was Raw talking about how he wants to devise a plan for improving the pass rush. I want to hear what he said about players going away and talking about these next 5 weeks and how big they are for each and every player on this team.
Kind of been having some one-offs with a bunch of guys, you know, talking about this five-week status and what their plans are. Got a bunch of people in the building that's been able to help me with that to make sure we can touch everybody to find out what they're doing, what they're going to plan on doing. And then if there's some people that need some guidance, we can give them some help on what it looks like, whether it be advice to a Michael Penix on what to do and what people have done in the past, being able to sort those guys out to help them to get those kind of that kind of information that you don't always get as a coach, right? As a coach, is a different break than it is for a player and how they prepare when they come back. So, like, who's better to tell a guy like Michael Penix what he did throughout his career than a Matt Ryan? Who's better to tell some of these guys what they've done to be able to show them examples of what, like, a Grady Jarrett did when you're talking about a young defender, when you're talking about a Brandon Root? Excuse me, I put them together. A Rook or a Dorlish, right? But, like, all of those things are very important when you're talking about, you know, historical evidence of how people did it. And then you got some players on our roster or some coaches on our roster that played like a Lance Schulthers, like a Jeff Obrick. What was their routine? What was their rhythm? What does Jake Matthew do? Because whatever he's doing, I want to do.
I mean, sage advice from a veteran who's been around the league. And I think, you know, it's common sense. I mean, you got some guys that have been there and done that, and they've done it at a high level. emulate what they're doing, and you'll be okay. And that's what we're kind of like. I don't know if Leonard Floyd signed on here to be a mentor. I think Leonard Floyd's job is to get quarterback on ground, but he certainly is a guy with his work habits and the way his career has played out in the league that, you know, I think the young guys like a James Pierce could look at that and emulate that too.
Yeah, I agree. And this is an important time for the guys that are going away because it's how you handle this. You got to come back. Your body's got to be ready, but you can't be overworked. Because you're about to go through six more weeks of camp before we get to the season, and Mike, you've got to maneuver that. So we're going to continue to talk about our Falcons guys, and it's going to be an interesting lead up to the start of training camp. But I will tell you, the expectation is there. Mike and I were there on Wednesday; it's real. It's Dukes and Bell. A couple of the things we want to talk about as we get ready for this weekend. Mike, Oilers overcome an 0-3 deficit.
Wow.
Panthers 5-4 in overtime. Three of these games have gone to overtime, and I'm talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, guys. This has been unbelievable.
Yeah, three goals, as you mentioned, for the Panthers in the first, and then Edmonton comes right back with three goals in the second. The big storyline for Edmonton, going back to last year, Leon Draisaitl, he's German. That's what the name is, Draisaitl.
He's great.
And he's one of the best players on the planet. He had 10 goals in the playoffs, but none against the Panthers in the finals last year. And this year already, he's putting a stamp on it. He had a goal in the first game, and again, he had the game winner last night with basically a one-handed kind of like backhand, and he gets a ricochet off the defender, and unbelievable. Bobrovsky can't stop it. And I mean, you want to talk about a building that got quiet. What's wrong? My buddy Johnny's got season tickets down there. Absolutely, you could hear a pin drop when they scored that third goal in the second. So, huge momentum shift, and now this series going back to Edmonton. All of a sudden, Edmonton's feeling great. But that's the thing. It's such a great series. Nobody's watching it based on the overnight TV ratings, which I think if you're Gary Bettman, that's a problem. And maybe you reconsider being on TNT. I don't know. Is that the problem?
Where the location is?
I mean, when they were on NBC, back in the day on ABC, it wasn't like they were doing up huge numbers.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know where to go with it.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was the Canadiens and the Kings, would that have helped? I mean, Edmonton is a great team. The Panthers are filled with great players. These are two of the reason they're back in a rematch. So.
I agree. I don't know if, Mike, the reason is simply that most Americans that are not hardcore hockey fans are not familiar with these teams.
Right.
Maybe that's the reason. But I'm going to tell you, if I told you out of the first four games that three were going to go to overtime and, you know, there were going to be goals scored in the first 20 seconds of those overtime matches, that's something I want to see. I love watching greatness and drama, and this has been all of that. We'll see where it goes. And also, guys, as we lead up to the NBA draft, 76ers reportedly engaged with the Spurs about trading up for the number 2 pick. Currently, they hold the number 3 pick, and they may be targeting a guy named Dylan Harper. Bottom line is, 76ers are in rebuild, right? I mean, Embiid was hurt. Maxey shut it down. Paul George was a joke. They're trying to figure out how they get some fresh juice, and so they're talking about potentially trading in the NBA draft. Mm. All right, guys, we got more to get to. Speaking of Father's Day, who was better? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mike, we're over here at Ashford Dunwoody. We're at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. It's where we're hanging out today, guys. Come on out. Say hello. We're out here for our Father's Day dinner a little bit later on tonight. Mike was just reading the menu to me, which is dirty, because he's teasing me with all these things. Dukes, you know they got biscuits? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's reading the menu items and then asking, yeah, what are we going to order?
Well, because, like, dude, Toy, our server, she's bending over backwards, literally and figuratively, for us. So I was like, she's like, you sure you don't want anything? I said, ooh, bacon cheddar biscuits dipped in homemade honey butter. That sounds like something pretty good. By the way, you and I just sampled the delicious maple bacon old fashioned.
Yes.
And isn't that tasty? Derek hits us up during the commercial break. FYA, Dukes and Bell, alcohol is fat soluble. So bacon fat or grease can be poured into a bottle of bourbon and shaken. And the bacon flavor is completely infused in the bourbon. I've done it in the bottle. It's delicious.
It's good.
And I hit him back and I said, I too am fat soluble.
I too have shaken. Yeah, no, it is really tasty.
Great cocktail.
So, at
times like this, we turn to booze.
No doubt. I mean, yes. Look, Braves, you know, we got to get back on track. Atlanta United, well, I don't know if they will. Mm. There's a lot on our plate right now with our sports and our city. But, Mike, with it being Father's Day, there are a lot, believe it or not, father-child athlete duos in sports.
Right, right.
We don't mean they played at the same time. This isn't Griffey and his father, all right? That was unique. This isn't LeBron and Bronny. That's unique. We're talking about dad played, then the son ultimately played.
Right.
And we always compare these, you know, careers, and we go, oh, well, dad was better, son was better. So, you know, just thinking about this, Bobby and Barry Bonds. Now, for me, I've said this. We've had other people on our shows who said it. Barry Bonds is the best baseball player I ever saw.
Right.
With my own eyes. I didn't see Babe Ruth, okay?
Right.
I didn't see Ted Williams in his prime.
I was five when I saw Willie Mays, and that was at the end of his career, and I was five. So I'm right. But to me, especially when Barry Bonds, at the end of his career, when he had one or two good pitches to hit the entire game. Think about how everyone pitched around him.
All the time.
Right? And he could still get it.
He was disciplined. He would still get a blank ton of walks because mm-hmm. he was not chasing pitches. But just and he was 5'2". He could do all the things. People forget Barry was a 40-40 guy before that was even, you know, a thing. But I say that to say his dad was really good, but Barry was way better.
Yeah, and Bobby Bonds, everyone who spoke with him, you know, again, the connection with Willie Mays and his time in the big leagues. I'll go just to go counter and do a different sport. I'll say the greatest father-son legacy is father and sons, and that's the Manning legacy. Archie with Peyton and then Eli. And Cooper, of course, was an athlete, too, before he had the health concerns. But I think that, you know, and we've interviewed Archie, you know, a million times, but I would say that's the most unique because it's so hard and so competitive to get to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, and you got two sons with two Super Bowl rings.
It's crazy. We may go another 30 years, and that might not happen.
Right.
Like, it's so unique. You're right, Mike. And here's the crazy thing. Peyton and Eli have Super Bowl rings. When Arch does get to the NFL – What kind of pressure is he living up to?
Phew.
Seriously, like, you know, this just everybody just expects, and I think that's the unfair thing about this for Archie Manning.
And what if he gets drafted by the Saints?
Oh, that would be crazy.
You know, which is still, I mean, right. Who cares about Chuck? I mean, this guy is. It could be. I mean, the Saints could be right back there to pick again in the bottom three.
But you're right, Archie, Peyton, Eli. You're a race guy. You were following NASCAR for a long time. You did a NASCAR show on TV right. a long time ago, Dale Jr.
Right. Now, the only thing missing from Jr.'s resume was the championship because he won all the big races, and 2003 was arguably his best chance to win with DEI before things kind of went sideways. But, yeah, Dale and certainly his son, I think you could argue the Allisons. I think Bobby Allison, his brother Donnie, and then Davey Allison was an unbelievable talent. There's so much father and son in NASCAR. Lee Petty, Richard Petty. because people never got to see Lee, his dad, drive it. Also, Richard Petty, then Kyle Petty won races as well. But the legacy, I would think most fans would say off the top of their head, I would go Earnhardt, but I would go close second, the Allisons.
Okay.
The Unser's in IndyCar.
Unser's.
Al Unser, Al
right.
Senior and Al Junior.
Yes.
That's another one. I saw both those guys come up big at the Brickyard.
I think this one, people, you know, I don't think most people would even say this is close, but we got to mention it. Dale Curry was a really good shooter in his day.
He was a solid NBA player.
He was a solid NBA player. Dale Curry was a shooter, man. And then here comes Steph. Now, the crazy thing is he had two sons. Both have played, right? Seth and Steph have both played in the NBA, and they've had great careers. But his son, Steph Curry, changed the game. Steph Curry's changed the game.
That's,
so, and it's crazy because Dale does games for Charlotte. By the way, he's the color guy, and he does games. And I'll see him come into town when they come into town to play the Hawks. And he's always clowning around, and he's a great guy. But I just think about, Mike, like, to produce that, the shooting games that went on when Dale was in the league and his kids are growing up and how they were trying to live up to dad, and then they both get in the league. And, you know, as I said, Seth had a really good career too, but I don't think that one's even close. It's Steph Curry.
Hey, my buddy Rocco is listening online. He's down in Hilton Head right now.
My man.
That's the guy that had the au pair that broke up his marriage.
Oh, you going to put that out there?
Hey, Rocco. Hope you don't have me on speaker.
You going to put that out there?
He goes, his father and my father shared Ranger tickets. He goes, I'm listening to the show online. Hello, say hi to Carl.
Hey, man.
He goes, what about Bobby and Brett Hull?
Ooh.
You know, Bobby Hull. You know,
Bobby.
I mean, there you
I'm
go.
I'm Bobby.
Yeah. And I mean,
if you, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby Hall and Brett Hall. His son won a championship. They won a Stanley Cup. I forgot to mention Mario and Michael Andretti. Michael won a kart championship. Never won the Indy 500, but Mario, of course, won everything. He won Le Mans. Mario won Daytona one year.
He did.
I mean, and I've got an autographed poster of Mario in my office. I'm a big Mario Andretti guy. So sorry, I forgot to mention him. We were talking motorsports.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Just talking about Father's Day. We're here at Lazy Dog.
Who was your dad's favorite?
As far as
it's just in a matter of his father. Who's your father's favorite athlete?
Henry Aaron.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Henry Aaron. I told the story, Mike, where early on in my career when I got a chance to meet Henry Aaron, he was retired, obviously, and I'm talking to him, and my dad was from Griffin, Georgia, so he followed Henry's career when he was there with the Braves and even before. But I said, hey, my dad loves you, man, and I was thinking, man, you know, maybe I could. This was many years ago, you know, and I wasn't even thinking about pitchers. I said, maybe you can sign something. And he said, call your dad. And I got a chance to call.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got a chance to call my dad. I told the story when Henry Aaron passed away. I think we were on the air that day.
Right.
And I literally said, hey, I got somebody I want you to talk to. And my dad's like, boy, don't be playing with me. And and I said, Dad, I'm here with Henry Aaron. I think he wants to just say hello. And it, like, you talk about making his year. Like that, but that was his guy. So that, if you're telling me, like, if he had to pick one guy, but the crazy thing about my father was he also loved the crazy Raider days. And I'm talking about the late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the Madden teams, but they had some.
Alzado and those guys.
Bad A's on that team. Yeah. Yes. And my dad always loved the fact that they took the rejects.
Old man Willie.
From
Willie
all
Brown.
The other teams, and they were winning, right? They take all these rejects. Oh, he's a bad player. He's terrible. And the Raiders were like, we'll take him. So he had an affinity for them. But no, man, it was Henry Aaron. Who was your dad's favorite?
My dad's number one. Now, if you guys won't know, unless you're a Brooklyn Dodger fan, it was the first baseman with Brooklyn Dodgers named Gil Hodges.
Yeah.
And later on went on to coach the Mets when they won the World Series in 69. He died way too young of a heart attack. It's my dad's favorite guy. My dad's number two was Jackie Robinson. And so my dad got to see Jackie Robinson play at Ebbets Field. And so he just, you know, he talked about that. My dad also, we talked about him, same thing. When the games are so terrible, you got nothing else to do but talk about it. Dad, who's the best guy you saw? But my dad said of all the guys that he saw play, he thought the best athlete, and he said it would probably be Willie Mays, but he loved Roberto Clemente. My dad thought that Roberto Clemente was the most graceful, just it looked effortless, you know,
smooth.
Like just smooth and just was so cool and obviously was a tremendous humanitarian too off the field. But that was when I grew up, that was my dad's three. It was Willie Mays, Jackie Robinson, Roberto Clemente, but Gil Hodges was the guy. That was his guy. He had a Gil Hodges glove. I still have it.
Hey, man, you can chime in, 404-726-0929 as we talk about father-child athlete duos or your dad's favorite athlete. You know, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about.
It's funny because we know that not everybody got to grow up with a dad, you know, whether you lost him or something, you know, family circumstances, whatever. Sometimes mom or grandma or grandpa was that guy. because my mom was a huge sports fan. She lived and died with the Mets to the day she died.
Yeah.
But the funniest, I've told Carl the story a million times. My dad unfortunately passed away when I was 23. I was just getting going in the business, so I wasn't doing sports or anything. My mom got to talk to Joe Namath at the Super Bowl. Joe came on and talked to my mom for about, about a minute, and my mom's screaming in the background, "Oh my God, it's Joe Namath!" So that was a kind of a cool moment for the connection of, you know, father, son, or in this case, mom and son.
I think this one's unfair because there are three iconic, transcendent professional sports athletes. I'm talking about in the history of sports. So when I hear Muhammad Ali and Leila Ali, it's a little bit unfair.
Right. Different discipline, although she was good at what she did.
She was great, but her dad was transcendent.
Oh.
Her dad,
right.
You could go to any part of the world and say Muhammad Ali, and everybody knows who you're talking about. And this was before social media. This was before Facebook and all the things that we think like, hey, this is how we connect now. He was just different. And the effect he had, not only, Mike, on our country, but also
the world.
The world.
Right.
And then how good he was. It's one thing to do all of that, but, you know, he had to be good to bring that limelight, and he was able to handle it. I mean, the trash talking, we talk about guys today, trash talking. Nobody talked more trash than Muhammad Ali, man.
He perfected it. And that's why, you know, every time that movie's on, the Michael Mann, Ali movie, I'll watch it. So this is one of those things, I don't think, because Day-Day's working with us. Carl's heard the story. I'll make it brief. So my dad loved Muhammad Ali. And so, but growing up in basically a neighborhood that was 99.9% white, not everybody was on Muhammad Ali's side. And so my dad would get in these raging arguments with some of the guys in the neighborhood about, well, he was a draft dodger. My dad's like, whoa. My old man's like, that's BS. He got railroaded by the government. They moved his number up. My dad used to defend that. And it was kind of, it was not a popular take because my old man loved Muhammad Ali. The other guy that my dad loved, it's kind of interesting, Carl, and my dad was a huge boxing fan. And that's why Archer got mad at me the time we interviewed Sugar Ray, and I said, I promised my father, if I ever talked to you, I had to say, Marvin Hagler won the fight. My dad loved Marvin Hagler.
He was great. He was great. I mean, look, there was a documentary, if you're a boxing fan, called Four Kings, and it is unbelievable. And it is talking about the height of the middleweight division with Sugar Ray, Roberto Duran, Marvin Hagler,
right.
And also
Tommy Hearns.
Yes, and it is just, it's incredible. 404-726-0929.
We're getting a lot of heat on the text line. Guys, hey, you forgot to mention Bill Elliott and Chase Elliott.
Sure.
So apologize, guys. I was thinking 70s and 80s, not thinking contemporary. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Carl, and that Coors Melling Ford Thunderbird back in the day. And his brother building the engines. And, of course, Chase who we've had
good.
On the show. And Chase is a rock star in his own as well.
Let's go ahead.
The guy says, my dad played against Satchel Paige in the Negro League.
Wow.
He loved Willie Mays and loved Willie McCovey.
That's incredible.
And Willie McCovey was a rock star, too.
No, look, and we know this.
And that's jazz player. Thanks, Larry.
Well, yeah, thank you. We know that the Negro League players did not get their due. Many of them could have easily played in the major leagues.
Right.
And we know how that played out. But that's incredible. Gage has called us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gage, welcome in, man. And by the way, again, happy Father's Day this weekend. Celebrate Dad and do him right. Gage, what's on your mind? Hey, man. Gage?
Hey, man.
Is he there? All right. We'll try to grab him. All right.
He got choked up. I get choked up talking about my dad. It happens, man.
It happens. As far as, you know, and we'll get into this as we move along through the show, the memories and things that of that nature that maybe you that stand out for you, I think that's the other thing that's a connector, Mike, when we talk about Father's Day. It may not just be, you know, hey, this is my dad's favorite player or his favorite team. It's maybe a moment that you guys spent somewhere or you did something that connected you. I didn't realize until later in life, all those damn times going, we went fishing, that was our connector.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it because at the time, I didn't have any patience and he was trying to teach me that. But also, I never really caught anything and he always caught something. And then on top of that, it was the time that we talked. And he would always say, your mom's not around. Got anything you want to talk about? And I'd be like, no, I'm good. And this is those conversations, guys, from puberty. Seriously,
to
girls, to life, it was incredible. And it never dawned on me until, obviously, I got a lot older.
Right.
But I was like, though that was a connecting moment. It wasn't at a sporting event. That didn't happen for us. So maybe it's something like that for you where, hey, Dad and I hung out, and this was kind of our thing. and we did this, and maybe it was with your family, but there was a time that something like that happened.
Well, it's funny because, again, it's I always joke around with my wife because she's heard these stories 5,000 times. And if you've been listening to me since 98, you've heard these stories 5,000 times. So I try to tighten them up in the retelling because Carl and I both had a really strong bond with our dads. My dad time, it was always waiting for the subway. At waiting for the 7 train outside Shea so that you have the father-son talks or on road trips, driving to the Indianapolis 500. My father, people always ask me, well, how do you become a Long Island guy and you love Indy 500? My dad and my grandfather just loved racing, and they used to take me to this little racetrack in Freeport, Long Island. It's a Home Depot now. It's way gone.
Gone.
But, I mean, I just the smell of the gas and the tires, just that stuff, it's just hard to explain. So my dad, we would have all these father and son raps on the road trips, the old days in the old Cutlass 442, the old Oldsmobile, and that was my dad's pride and joy. And so we'd road trip, and, you know, my old man would always try to put a historical thing involved, Carl, because mom and dad were separated. So we're going to do some education. We're going to go to Antietam, going to swing by Gettysburg, and then we're on our way to Indianapolis. So we did the Bourbon. I did the Bourbon Trail with my dad. We went down to Vicksburg, Mississippi for the battlefield. You know, you're supposed to be able to hear the ghosts before the sun comes up. And I'll never forget this. All these people are all there early. My dad goes, I don't know about you, but I'm not hearing any gunshots or nothing. I think that ghost story is a bunch of BS.
Let's go.
Let's go. And then we're on our way to Indianapolis. But no, that's why I always have such a bond about talking about the old man.
404-726-0929. It's what we're doing today, guys. It's a part of what we're talking about. When we come back, though, we got to catch up with our man, Brian McFadden. B-Mac stops by the show.
Yeah.
We'll get his thoughts on what's going on around the NFL. Mandatory minicamps went down this week. It's all on the way here. Coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.